We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, so I have a question for you, Marty. You're driving through the Fort Pitt tunnels. It's your first time to Pittsburgh. You come out, you hit the bridge. What do you see?
Your retainer falls out. Oh, we're all fat. What do you see? Some guy giving me the finger because I didn't drive fast enough? No.
The fountain.
Oh, if it's working, yes, that's
the
what you see.
The fountain. Fountains like that are so unifying, I think, in cities, don't you
People
think?
People fighting on the bridge because they ran into each other.
Oh, my. You know what? I'm the soft person in this show. I'm just going to tell you. So today we're going to welcome two guests. We have David Schrader from NRG and also Aaron Tobin, the community engagement manager from the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy. And what we're talking about specifically, and Aaron, if we could dial you in first, we're talking about this historic Northeast fountain in Allegheny Commons Park. It's really something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite beautiful. We have it on right now, and we're getting ready for our grand celebration tonight at 6 p.m.
Okay, big process getting to where you are today. Let's take us back.
Oh, yeah.
Take us back 50 years. It stopped, right?
So it was decommissioned in the 60s.
Wow.
Because the city of Pittsburgh just didn't have the resources to maintain it anymore. And what they did is they actually buried it. And we didn't know that until we were excavating to rebuild the new fountain. We found the old fountain pieces. So that was
what
pretty cool.
What do you mean they buried it? That's amazing.
I know. So they buried the fountain. They dug a big hole and buried it. And then when we were excavating the ground to build the new fountain, we found all these old pieces of the fountain. And we held on to them because we want to repurpose them in the park.
All right. So then you're stuck. You've got all these pieces. You're going to put it all together. But how do you get the juice to fire this thing up? What happens?
What do you mean? You mean like the...
Well, you need community to come together, right? Because this is not cheap.
Oh, this was a very long process. We had to work very closely with the city. We couldn't have done this first and foremost without the city. And then, of course, the support of the community. We worked with the Northside Leadership Conference. That's the Community Development Corporation over here on the north side. And the Allegheny Commons Initiative is the advocacy group for Allegheny Commons Park. So they invited the Parks Conservancy to be a part of this project back in 2012. And so we could not have done this project without both the city and the community on the north side. I mean, we had to fundraise with them, and we had to get through all the process with them. So it's been almost a decade in the process.
Amazing.
Holy smokes.
And running.
Wow.
David
Schrager's
here from NRG. You also played a significant role. David, tell me how you folks got involved and why it was so important.
Well, first of all, just great work. It's a great project. NRG is very proud to be a part of it. They approached us about being a donor, and our company was happy to participate. We believe in community development, and being a part of the communities where our employees and customers live and work.
Aww.
And this is a great project for that. It's revitalizing communities, bringing people together, being outside, sustainability,
right.
Environmental issues. Those are all important to us. So it was a great project to be a part of.
What goes into, so obviously this thing is powered by electricity, yes? Or what is it powered by, yes?
Yes, it's powered by electricity, yep.
All right, and Dave, that's where you guys come in. So what kind of a process was this?
Well, we are an energy provider.
Right.
So we provide electricity to homes and businesses throughout the region. So again, it's another one of the ways that we can tie in and just feel an extra part of the event and part of the community.
I like it. And so Aaron, what's been the feedback? So literally describe to me 50 years dry, describe to me this thing coming on for the first time.
It's been incredible. I think a lot of people didn't expect the grandeur that it has shown. It's quite big, and it's been drawing people from the hospital, patients, family members, and then everyday park users, and people are just, every time they walk by, they go, wow. It's really quite a spectacular piece, and we're really excited because we feel like it's going to be kicking off momentum to restoring the rest of the park, and it's a really big symbol of that.
Well, you know, I was joking, obviously, about the point fountain being busted, but it is broken from time to time because there are a lot of moving parts, and it's incredibly expensive to maintain, is it not, these sorts of fountains, Aaron?
Yes, fountains are, there's a lot of maintenance that goes into fountains. It's actually very similar to maintaining pools, so we've been learning that. recently.
But it also, it's almost like fireworks, right? I mean, it's water fireworks. It draws attention to
it. Oh, yeah,
big
it's
time.
Captivating.
Yeah, no, definitely. And, you know, the thing about Allegheny Commons is we've got all these mature trees throughout the park. There's over 1,000 trees, 100 different species. And so we really wanted to respect that element of the park. And so this fountain sits in between about 10 mature trees. So you can imagine all of the tree debris that's coming down in the spring and fall. So it does require a lot of maintenance to keep it going. But it's really, you know, it's worth every minute of maintenance that we're doing.
We're talking to Aaron Tobin from the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy, talking about the Northeast Fountain in Allegheny Commons Park, a fountain that really was buried for a time.
Amazing.
They've reassembled it. They've gotten it going again. For folks who aren't familiar with where this is located, Aaron, let people know.
So it's directly across the street from Allegheny General Hospital on the corner of North and Cedar Avenues in Allegheny Commons Park.
Nice. Hey, Dave, are you a fountain guy?
I am a fountain. Philadelphia has great fountains. That's where I grew up. And I love coming to Pittsburgh because you guys have, it's so spectacular views. This is going to be just one more thing to look at.
Right?
And I look forward to coming by at night and seeing it.
Have you seen it yet?
Not at night, but I've seen pictures. I've not seen it in person. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
And then what's going on tonight?
Yeah.
So 6 to 8 o'clock. Aaron, can you talk about that?
Yeah, so we are having our grand reopening celebration of the fountain. Mrs. Rooney will be here, Dan Gilman from the mayor's office, Councilman Harris, community members. We're going to do a short program, and then we're going to have food and fun games for the family, and we're just hoping to hang out and celebrate. It's been a long time coming, and we really want the community to be able to celebrate along with us.
And David's going to be giving out free electricity?
Sparklers,
sort of. Maybe, something?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Well,
fun, no
an
question.
Electric atmosphere.
Electric atmosphere, well said.
How about
yes,
that, man?
I like it.
Don't complain to him about your utility bills if you see him. Aaron, you're the best. I'm very excited for you. I love fountains and parks.
Yeah, thanks for all your hard work here. This is the sort of stuff, this commitment to Pittsburgh's past, that makes the future for our kids better. Thank you to both of you. Appreciate it.
Thank you
for having me. Thank you so much.
Dave Schrader with NRG. What a pleasure. And it makes a company feel good that they do good things this way, right?
One of the great things I like working about for the company is they do give back to the community.
Yeah, we've seen it time and time again with you fellas. And thanks for coming in here.
Thank you.
Like I said to him, I say his name 8 times a day from the NRG News Desk,
you
right?
Have.
See?
Dave, they just told me in my ear, you're not allowed to swim in the fountain tonight.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, right. Dude.
Brock has a propensity, our producer, to take his clothes off. And
Speedo.
Then he's down to Speedo.
Speedo. It's good looking.
And he's been banned from city parks.
Good looking.
I wonder why is that?
I don't know.
Well,
Dave Schrader from
look,
NRG,
brother.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your time
Thanks.
Today.
Thank you.
See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.